Jen and Deborah breakfast on for Friday. Welcome along, everybody. What a lovely day.
It's going to be very decent, as it has been all week. Thank you so much for keeping up to date with us with the weather. It has been confirmed. It will be decent. Sunday might only be half decent.
But you don't know that. It's just your dad saying it.
Yeah.
So you don't know that for sure.
Well, I do. He's been right so far.
Your dad says.
People tweeted me yesterday, getting the barbecue out the garage. Yeah. Big thanks to Big Jimmy C.
So what's going to happen the day that he gets it wrong? Because he will.
He won't.
Okay.
He won't.
But what's going to happen that day?
I think he'll probably just quit while he's ahead. He'll probably just say he's not commenting anymore.
He's supposed to be starting the weather on the show. Is he just not going to bother? He's just going to quit?
Yeah, possibly. Might go away. Like a true celeb, like a true star, he might just go away. Well, like you miss
go out of the top.
We can't find him.
Well, yeah. He's done a whole week's worth of decent weather.
Yeah, it's been decent.
And now he's done. Although we don't know this, do we? Because, you know, what? We haven't spoke to him. You refused to get him on the show, didn't you?
Yeah, well, do you know what? I was with him as well last night.
So why didn't you get him to record the weather?
I don't know. I went round last minute, wasn't expecting to. So, I forgot to ask. I will ask him.
I'm beginning to think this is all a sham, but whatever.
We'll just ring him. Just ring him every now and again.
We'll ring him now.
So we can be... I'm not ringing my dad at 6:10. Behave yourself.
Just imagine what happened. Who's dead?
Normal humans would absolutely have a heart attack, wouldn't they, if the house phone rang at this time?
Yeah, it is one of them things. Like, who is it? Hello, it's Yanni. Laurel, what do you want? It's one of them, isn't it?
This is Leanne and Dave, Daily.
So we've got your chance to go to the Odeon in Liverpool One. They sort your head out, basically. A little question, just to get your head going. It's my turn to the question today.
Okay.
Statistics show the average parent does this 156 times a year. What is it?
156 times a year. Is it compete with the other parent who's had the most sleep?
No, it's not. No,
I still do that now.
But I would say you're in the right ballpark.
Ooh, okay.
It's to do with being a parent.
Right. Is it check the baby monitor?
No. Statistics show that on average, the average parent does this 156 times a year.
Oh, a year. No, that's like a night if you've got a baby monitor.
What is it?
156
that's
times.
That's kind of like every day, isn't it? Every other day.
Is it... try and get baby food out of clothes because it stains, you know, massively.
No, it's not.
And it stains your baby's face.
No.
When you have a baby, you'll know this.
None of the above.
You feed them.
It's a lovely little story.
The dinner out the jar.
It's still a great
parents
story.
Know.
But it's still the wrong
and
answer.
And they end up, the face is tinged.
This is amazing.
Orange.
This is nothing to do with what we're talking
and
about.
And you're scrubbing it off with the baby wipe. It won't come off and you have that panic.
Are you finished?
You have to phone your mum and go, I've ruined my baby's face.
No.
Okay.
Right.
I've had three guesses.
Yeah, you have.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm all out.
You're done. Statistics show that the average parent does this 156 times a year. But what is it? If you know, 0151 4720 967. You got close with your second answer.
What was it?
More for you. Oh. I'm not remembering what happened 30 seconds ago.
Oh, what was it? What was it? What was it? Alicia's saying, is it lie to your kids?
There's far more than 156, I imagine that. Far more, yeah.
Is it oversleep? That's from Tom.
Oversleep?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No.
No?
Never. In 8 years of having a child?
Tom's not got kids. keep it coming.
Is it this one from Laura? She's saying, is it skip a meal because you're just so busy?
That and the one you gave him a minute ago.
Close?
It is quite close.
Skip a meal.
Statistics show, that's easy for me to say, the average parent does this 156 times a year, but what is it? Let's go to the first. Radio City, who's that?
Yeah, it's Chris.
Chris, what do you think the answer is, buddy?
I think it's taking the kids to the park.
Taking the kids to the park is the wrong answer. It's food-based, I would say. So that's another clue.
Oh, it is food-based.
It's food-based, but thank you anyway, mate.
No worries, cheers.
Cheers, bye. Next one then, Radio City, who's that?
Hello, Dave, it's Gary.
All right, Gary, so it's food-based. What do you think the answer is?
Food-based.
Yeah. No one listens to anything we say, do they? Yeah, it's food-based. So statistics show...
Food-based.
No, it's to do with food.
Right, sorry, I'm completely off track then. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Don't even have a guess.
What were you going to say out of interest?
Shove the kids to school.
No, it's something to do with food. Sorry. Hey, cheers, Gary. Have a great day, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Should we just give the answer away rather than, like, to get the...
Can I have another guess?
Blood out the stone. Yeah, go on.
Is it eat your kids' dinner?
No, but it's so close.
Is it? Yeah, the leftovers, leftovers.
No.
Is it burn the kids' dinner?
No.
Is it change the kids' dinner when you
need
it?
The news really is going to start.
Go on.
Statistics show the average parent does it 156 times a year. Eat a meal standing up.
Oh.
See, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Everyone's happy.
The Leanne and Dave Daily, Radio City.
Now, it's obviously the royal wedding tomorrow. Everyone is very excited. We've got the telly on in the studio and every single news outlet is currently in Windsor. It's going to be amazing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I imagine so. I mean, the press are having a field day with it all, aren't they? And I bet they're feeling I'm supposed to be much more excited than they actually am.
I feel a bit snide.
Do you?
And the reason I feel snide is because when it was Will's and Kate's wedding day, there was a street party where I lived.
Yeah.
And we all went outside. And I actually met my neighbours for the first time as well.
Oh.
And it was really nice. And literally everyone brought something to the party. We bought wine. It was the easiest thing to buy. People made cakes. And it was amazing. It's not happening this year. And I feel that's really snide on Harry and Meghan.
No, it did have a different feel to it, didn't it?
Yeah, though? I don't know why. I just feel really snide.
Do you think it's because Meghan was already famous? And so she's like a little bit of a celebrity anyway, isn't she? She's been in movies, she's been on the telly and all that kind of stuff. There was a little bit more of an, oh, you know, Kate. I don't know.
I don't know.
Just a different feel. You're right, though.
Did they get married in Westminster Abbey as well?
Not a clue.
No, I don't remember.
Not a clue.
I think they did.
I do know that I'm going to be working tomorrow, so I'm not going to be doing anything. But I am sort of clinging on to the fact that if I wasn't working, I would probably have used it as an excuse to make a jug of Pimm's. Sit outside.
I probably won't.
And go, doesn't she look lovely?
Not that I don't care. It's just that I don't care.
No, so you're not going to do anything, even though you're having the day off?
Yeah.
Do you know if it had happened today and we'd have all got the day off?
No, that's a different matter.
Now we'd have all been stuck right into this.
This needs to be a learn for the royal family.
Yeah.
Now, Will's and Kate, yeah, whatever, they had a big one. Meghan and Harry didn't have a big one. But if you give us a day off,
yeah,
you'd have had a much better day. That's all I'm saying. Everyone would like you more because we got a day off. However, the only thing that the royal wedding has brought to the table with me,
yeah,
one word.
Oh, go on.
Can you guess what it is?
No.
Suits.
Do you watch Suits?
Well, I've never watched Suits before. And because of Meghan Markle, I've started watching Suits. There's seven series of it, Leanne.
Well, some of the cast are going to be at the wedding show.
Oh, are they? Is Harvey Specter going to be there?
Is that the main guy?
Yeah.
I think so. I think he's been pictures in the country.
Oh, maybe. We'll watch it. He looks like a right fun chap.
Google the pictures and there's your bit done.
Oh, this is good, isn't it? Maybe I will watch the royal wedding. And then in the bits whenever he's happening, watching the repertoire of Suits. Happy days.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Now, we have your chance to go to the Adventure Dock on the Albadon. What a great weekend to go and do it. Basically, it's like it's a knockout, inflatable assault course on the actual water.
Yeah, if you didn't understand how Dave said that, then he said he means an assault course. You might not have understood his Northampton accent there. Yeah.
Tell you what, the best thing to do, though, when you go to the assault course is wear your Felia trainers and a crisp, because it's always nice
just
to...
Just worth pointing out, if you start asking people, where's the assault course? They might say, we don't know what you're talking about. I mean the assault course. They'll go, oh, yeah, I know.
I cannot believe.
That's an assault on my ears.
That... People will know. People genuinely will know what I say and assault.
Do you reckon
whether
assault?
You say that.
If you went up to someone
genuinely,
the assault course.
And it's just a little bit of it's a phonetic way we say it. But if you genuinely went up to a person and said, "Are you wearing Felia?" They'd be like, "What? You're not feeling it."
They'd be like, "Oh,
you're an idiot."
I am, yeah.
No, but they're not. I'm not going for it.
I haven't had them for years.
I'm not getting
Felia
sucked in because.
Nice paedophilia training.
I'm not getting suckered in because I know what happened when we did the videos. And I know that the video never got published.
But the video wasn't filmed and the battery went
ones.
Yeah,
no,
fine.
Dave, it's all right. The thing is, the only thing that happens here is I genuinely feel sorry for you because you believe your own hype.
No, totally.
Genuinely
do.
Believe your own hype because you think it's true.
Not assault.
No, you can say what you want.
It's an assault.
You can say what you want. You can pick up on such a tiny little thing like that. Or...
You know why I do it?
You can say words.
Because it gets you in this situation.
Can
you hear him?
You
want
to see
his body language. He's like a chicken.
You can say words.
Someone's trying to catch
you. Whatever you like. But I know I'm right.
He's flapping now, so I'll leave him alone. He's flapping. You're flapping.
No, you carry on.
It's all right. So if you want to go on an assault course, it's down at the
end. No, we're not doing it. No.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
Your chance to go to an assault course on the Albert Dock. If you want to go to, what's the name of it again? Adventure Dock.
Yeah, there's an assault course down there.
No, you're not allowed to speak. If you want to go to Adventure Dock and the assault course, then you can. All you've got to do is tell us what Gerard is singing.
Oh, you know, funny. It's funny because Northampton's such a tiny place, isn't it?
That's racist.
No, it's not.
It is.
But you stand your ground with it.
It's racist.
And I respect you for that.
Racist.
Good for you.
Felia, crisp.
How many high schools did you have?
High schools?
Yeah.
We had a big, no. We're not cheap like Liverpool. We had lower middle and upper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many big schools?
How many big schools? God knows. I don't know.
One.
My one that I went to.
It sounds so cute. Yeah, I don't want to go, but I do feel like I want to learn more about it.
I'm not even rising.
No, don't.
I'm not even rising.
I wouldn't if I was you.
Not even rising.
Be the bigger person.
I am being a big person. So we're going to do the Sing Starlet. This is Jared's clip. What's Jared singing?
I'm trying to dance away.
No, it's chance to go to the big bouncy castle thing in the water, so it'll be good, right? Especially on a weekend. Like, it's going to be gorgeous this weekend. So tell us what it is.
I'm trying to dance away.
We have clues.
We did have clues. So we know whoever it is a man. Is that right? And it's not an American. And it's not an Englishman.
No.
So who could it be?
Who could it be?
Someone Canadian, maybe? Someone Spanish? Enrique Iglesias?
Australian?
Could be someone.
And Enrique American?
No.
He's just, his dad's got a posh name.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No, he speaks in the proper Spanish accent when you hear him.
Does he?
Yeah.
I thought he spoke American.
It's half of his sexiness.
All right, anyway. We digress. Anyway, this is the clip. If you'd like to play it, 0151 4720 967. Because of Leanne's attitude today, we are going to have to put some restrictions on the show, and there will be a test before you're allowed on the radio. And that test is going to be called the chicken test.
Okay.
And if you come on the radio and say chicken,
yeah,
I'll let you on.
Okay.
If you come on the radio and go chicken,
we can all say then, chicken.
Then you're not allowed on.
We can say chicken.
Just make sure
don't
you
don't deny yourself. You want to say chicken?
Oh, don't. <you like. laughs> Jared's singing a song. What is it for your chance to go to the Adventure Dock, which is an assault course?
It's an assault course, isn't it? Do the assault test rather than the chicken test. When you speak to people on the phone?
No.
No, because you lose.
No, assault.
No one says assault. An assault course.
I'm not going to argue.
It's assault.
I'm not going to argue.
Good for you.
What's
you've been arguing with me for a good 25 minutes
you
now.
You keep bringing it up. Why do you keep bringing it up? Because you want to rise at me. You're not going to get it, are you?
No.
You're not going to get it.
Definitely. Definitely not going to get it.
You flinched there, didn't you? Yeah. You actually flinched.
I'm not used to loud voices.
Okay, let's get the phone. First up is Chantelle. How are you, Chantelle? No, Catherine Fields. No,
oh,
Catherine!
Okay.
I'm not put out tonight.
Oh, God.
Chantelle, oh, sorry. Are you having a good day?
Yes, thank you. You.
Okay, no, I'm not. let's see if you're allowed on the show. Just say to me, I'm going to have chicken and chips for dinner.
Chicken and chips for
dinner.
No,
you're not allowed on. next one is
Get
Jack.
Get back on. Get Chantelle
No, we're done.
On.
She's not allowed on. This is your doing, Leanne. How do you feel? How do you feel?
I'm not having it.
How
Chantelle,
do you feel?
Get Chantelle on that
Who's
phone
in charge
now.
Of the buttons?
You've got
well,
them
Well, there
here.
You go, yeah?
Please, put Chantelle on. Don't be this person.
Right.
You don't want to be
stop.
This man.
Stop.
You're making your colleagues
stop.
Jump and flinch.
Stop
You're
it.
Just not letting people play the game when they've called up. You'll be all over the Echo tomorrow.
Stop.
Nasty DJ, B's nasty. That's what the headline will say.
Stop. But are you going to back off with the anti-Northamptonist today and then I will let her back on?
I will not say Northampton. Ever again?
No, I didn't say not say Northampton. I said the anti-Northamptonist.
I can't promise. All right, yes.
Right.
For today, just for today. Just for now.
Chantelle, what's your answer?
Is it Niall Horan, Slow Hands?
Good answer.
Is it Niall Horan? And slow
Horan,
hands. Oh, God, he's Irish, isn't he?
Yes, say
that's
Horan.
A great guess.
You smell and you're wrong.
Oh,
Chantelle, no, you're wrong. But
thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing. Right, enjoy your chicken.
You.
All right, see
you.
Right.
Bye.
Next up is Jack, I believe. Hello, Jack. How are you? Jack?
Hello.
Jack, are you there, buddy?
Jack, have you muted yourself, love?
Is it a kid?
People do that.
Let me see if he might respond to me. Hello, Jack. How are you today? Are you having a good day? Hello, Jack.
Hi.
Hi,
yeah. Jack, what do you think that answer is?
One kiss is all it takes.
Is it Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa? Where's Calvin Harris from?
Scotland.
Oh, yes. He said UK, though, didn't he? Is that the right answer, Jack? Well, let's find out now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the silliest person I ever met.
Oh,
because
no.
That's wrong.
It's the wrong answer, Jack. But have a great weekend. What are you doing? Are you going on your nan's house?
No.
All right, see you then.
Do you think all kids do go to the
go
nan?
To the nan's house. Yeah. Oh, I've lost the phone. The phone's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey. Can we ring someone back? Can we redial?
Have I broken
that? Yeah, there we go.
How's that busted? Where have they gone?
There.
I don't know what I've done.
Oh.
Radio City, hello.
Hello?
Is anyone there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, are you there? Is anyone there? Hello? Shout your name if you can hear us.
Hello?
Millie.
Hello.
Millie.
Is anyone hungry? You can be here all day doing that.
I know. Hello, Millie. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Good, good, good. What's your answer, Millie?
Is it Bowling
with
Blinded by Your Grace?
Blinded by Your Grace?
Is it? Who did she say he was by?
Who's that by? Blinded by Your Grace.
It's Rag and Bowman. Rag and Bowman, yeah. Is that the right answer?
You're smart and you're wrong.
Oh, Millie, but thank you anyway. Have a great day.
See you, Millie.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm not going to lie. It's hard work this today, isn't it?
I know, isn't it?
Do you know what we should just do? We just go lie down, have a packet of crisps that we bought from Home Bargains. wearing our Adidas and our Fila trainers.
This is an assault on my ears.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
I had a bit of an emotional night last night, so I'm hoping this weekend's going to be a good one. Bit of a big one. One of the things that you think about, I think, growing up, as you get older and you move out and you're all right moving on with your life and buying your new house, but the thought of your mum and dad selling the house you grew up in is a bit daunting.
What's happening, isn't it?
So today it completes. My mum and dad's house, the only house I ever grew up in. It goes to another family, another child grow up in that house and have my little bedroom and stuff.
Want me to change the music?
And well, no, don't, because you'll set me off. Right. So yes, we all went round last night. And we were sat in the garden and we're like, do you remember when this happened? And do you remember when we planted these trees?
Were they big trees now?
Little tiny trees, and now they're big massive trees.
Oh.
And then we're like, do you remember when, you know, we had our first day of school and we're looking at the pictures of me standing in my school uniform on that same step.
Oh.
And then going, I was picked up for my first date with such and such when I was 15 on that step. And then, you know, the retirement parties of my nan and granddad and the birth of my brother and all these lovely things that happened. My engagement party, coming back from the wedding, back to my mum's, and we're all like, so what we do now? Are we going to drive past it? Are we going to go the long way round so we don't have to drive past it
again?
But yeah, it's a mad one.
I'm mad that, yeah, because dad still lives in the house.
Is he still in that house? He can still go back?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just hoping whoever buys it don't get a shock when I start
knocking. Let
you in. When I've had a few wines and I'm like, can I just sleep in my old bedroom?
I want to stand on that step. No, generally though, that's a sad day when you can't go. It's like a little bit of your past is gone.
It's so strange.
That's really it now.
So yeah, so good luck to my lovely mum who's packing up this morning, and good luck for the future and more memories to be made and all that jazz. But yes, I'd goodbye to Lauriston Road.
I would take the mick out of you, but no, genuinely, I think it would be quite sad.
It is. It's an emotional time.
Like I say, I couldn't wait to get out of mum and dad's house. But when he gets rid of it, I'm sure it'll be a sad day.
It will, Dave. Trust me, it will.
Or he'll give it to me and then I'll sell it. And then it'll be a really sad day until I look at my bank account.
And then you'll be made.
But genuinely, though, no, I get that. I bet lots of people have been through that.
With Blue Air, fly from Liverpool to Alicante, Mallorca, Malaga, Milan and Rome.
Oh, look at the time. It's 8:10, which means it's time for somebody to hopefully win themselves 1,000 of the Queen's Pounds. All you got to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. Player this morning is Kate from Hale. Hey, Kate, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
And what are you doing today? Anything exciting?
Just going to be doing the garden, chilling a bit.
Are you sort of getting ready for the royal wedding? Are you going to be sitting watching the royal wedding in the garden? What's the plan?
I'm going to a garden party. My friends have a
garden. You really?
Oh,
that's the first one we've heard of. That's cool.
A nice Pim's party, yeah. Perfect day for it.
Okay, well, we've got your chance to win this £1,000. How well do you normally do?
Last time I got through, it was 8 out of 10.
Have you played before?
I have.
Oh, hello. She's a seasoned pro.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, we've got 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand at the end of it. Have you got the answer to question number one? Did you hear that?
I have, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck, Kate. Your time starts now.
Liverpool got city status. Oh. The truth is out there was a tagline for what sci-fi TV show?
Pass.
What are sash, bay, and skylight types of?
Windows.
Never Ever was which girl group's first number one?
Pass.
What L is the first name shared by actresses Dane and Linny? L.
No.
The UK's most common pub name features what animal?
Lion.
Are Hannibal and The Wire set in Chicago or Seattle?
Seattle.
What type of spider was a top five hit for Iggy Azalea?
Spider?
What shape has a radius and a circumference?
A circle.
Blue Steel and Magnum are two of which film characters' looks?
No.
Not your day today, Kate.
No. There you go. You got 4 out of 10, Kate, I'm afraid.
Oh, great.
Oh, no. Probably wish you hadn't phoned up now, and then you could have still bragged and said, I've got an 8.
I know.
Oh. I think it's fair to say those questions were rubbish.
Blame the questions, Kate. Go on.
No, they were. They were rubbish.
They were really hard.
Really hard questions. What type of spider was a top five hit with Black Iggy Azalea? We didn't play it.
Black Widow Baby.
I was here when it was out. Radio City went, I will avoid that. So we didn't play it. And then what L is the first name shared by actresses Dern and Linney? Are they famous people, Laura?
I've never heard of them.
Who's Laura Dern?
Laura, I know it's Laura Dern. Lorna Linney.
Who's that?
Laura Linney, I've heard. She's done a few like box sets now on Netflix and stuff, but she's a film actress.
Hannibal and the Wire set in Chicago or Seattle. It's actually Chicago, so we all know that, because we all sit down and watch box sets when we get home, like Simon Green. Never Ever was which girl group's first number one? It was the All Saints. That's arguably a question you might have got right. The Truth Is Out There was a tagline from The X-Files.
Never mind.
Oh, there's one more. Blue Steel and Magnum are two looks from which film characters' looks? That's Zoolander, because Simon Greening goes to the Odeon for free. So there you go. That's the questions slated for Friday. Let's try it again on Monday. What we'll do is what we normally do. We'll sit down with Simon at the end of the show, and he'll ask us how it went, and we'll say they're a bit too difficult, and you need to make them easier.
Yeah.
And then he'll go, yeah, okay. And that'll be exactly the same on Monday. Join us at 10 past 8.
Get in touch with the show. Facebook.com/Radio City Breakfast.
My Twitter and my text has gone off on one. So I was grumpy about the 1K minute.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I always think, oh, I'm going to get mad by management. Every text, I've had 4 texts come through from people who were listening, and a few tweets come through from people saying, oh, fair play to Dave. All I'm doing is sticking up for
you're
you.
You're just backing yourself up, aren't you, now? Because you've let loose. Every now and again, one of us will flip out about the questions. And do you know what? We do honestly, hand on heart, go in every single day.
Yeah, we're definitely fighting
for
you.
Make them easier.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's no fun when people get 4. We want people getting 8 to 9.
Anywho, it returns on Monday. Let's see what happens. My guess is nothing. Listen, it's 8:16. It's Friday morning, or Fri-yay, on the royal wedding weekend. Oh, exciting times.
Now, is Meghan Markle starting to feel really nervous after the butterflies kicked in? Is she worried something's going to go wrong? Well, if she is, rightly so, because she wouldn't be the first royal at a royal wedding to have the day go a bit wrong.
Why? Who else has had a nightmare?
So, according to the press, they've been going through the archives of all the things that have happened that shouldn't really have happened at a royal wedding.
Yeah.
And they've been documented. So going way, way back to 1770, Marie Antoinette's dress was too small on the day. You couldn't do it up, which is every bride's worst nightmare.
Okay.
Is someone called, now, you know, we'll forgive you for not knowing who this person is, but apparently Augusta, who married Frederick, Prince of Wales, back in 1763, was so nervous with pre-wedding jitters, by the time she got to the aisle, she was violently sick whilst walking up the aisle in front of everyone.
Oh.
Diana, of course, a wedding that probably most of us can remember, as she got the name wrong, she said Philip Charles Arthur George rather than Charles Philip. And of course, Prince Charles, he fluffed all his words up, his vows up as well.
So that all went wrong. She'll be in good company if it goes wrong.
I think, yeah.
But think of all the people they've got to help them out.
Yeah.
All the people that are just being in the background now and getting them all ready. We didn't have that at our wedding. Our wedding went wrong, didn't it?
Of course. Did you know
that went wrong because of producer Al going too soon with the aisle music. That's why our wedding went wrong.
It did. Plus, your Catherine fell downstairs and twisted her ankle in the dress. Do you remember?
Oh, I remember that.
She had to limp up the aisle. Yeah. So, look,
good times at the wedding, that was. Good times.
Wrong, no matter what you do. I think most of us can look back at our wedding day and just go, oh, yeah, do you remember that didn't go as planned? Did something go wrong at your big day? Do you want to get in touch with the show and tell us all about it?
If you do, it's 0151 4720 967. What went wrong on your wedding day? Let's have a bit of a giggle, because it's all good to look back on now. Like, I can look back at Catherine's ankle incident and producer Al.
She can't.
Actually, no, I can't. I can't even look at producer Al in the face any day. But anyway, get in touch anyway.
Good morning, it's Cathy.
Hello, Cathy. So we chat this morning about weddings. What went wrong on your wedding day?
Oh, gosh, it was a nightmare. The night before the wedding, John, my now husband, he went to his dad's. But before he went, I gave him a box with all wedding rings. I said, whatever you do, don't lose them.
Why did you trust him with your wedding rings? What sort of schoolboy ever?
Well, he's supposed to have them, isn't he?
Thing, isn't it?
It's right. He gives them to the best man, and the best man then looks after it to the groom and the best man.
Just give them directly to the best man. Don't let the groom get involved at any point. But carry on. Carry on.
The morning of our wedding, I'm sat here with a cup of coffee at 7 o'clock, and he pulls up the driveway. I'm like, don't see me. You're unlucky to see me on the morning of our wedding. Anyway, he came in and said, I can't find the ring.
Oh, you're joking,
like,
Kathy.
What? So he's searching everywhere. I'm like, I gave you them. You must have them with you. Anyway, he jumped in the car to go into Liverpool to buy some more rings.
Oh.
Buy some more rings? It's a bit excessive. Yeah. Okay.
Well, what are you going to do on your wedding day if you haven't got the rings? You're going to have to buy them, yeah?
Exactly. So he went to get out of the car, and in the door pocket, he found a box with the wedding rings in. He left them there all night.
The stress that you don't need on your wedding day. So if Megan was to take this on board, don't trust Will or Harry, because they'll both mug you off.
Exactly.
The Anne and Dave Daily, Radio City.
Anything go wrong with your wedding, Rachel?
Where do I start?
Okay, start then. At the very beginning.
That's a yes. Yeah, go on.
Right, well, we got to the hotel. Yeah. I was half an hour late, so I didn't get my photograph done by the photographer.
Hang on. You're the bride. You're not late. You just get there when you get there and everything works around you. What would the photographer go, no, I've got other things to photograph. You're the bride.
So I have to go and get ready.
All right,
so off I goes to get ready, and I hear a knocking on my door, and it was my mum nearly in tears. She put all her stuff in the hotel room, including her dress, and the key didn't work. And what happened was the hotel had changed all the key card systems to a new system, and nobody could get into the room.
So even the hotel people couldn't get in?
Even the hotel people couldn't get in.
On the day
room.
Of your wedding, they went, I know, we'll change all the key card systems.
And that's obviously where the photographer was, stuck in a room, and that's why he can photographer you.
Oh, no. So what did your mum have to wear, or did she boot the door down?
She managed to get in.
Oh, thank goodness.
But you don't need that stress on your wedding day, do you?
Imagine that happening to Meghan Markle and someone going, sorry, we've changed the key card system.
Send everybody home.
Wouldn't happen. Only us normal folk could deal with that.
But it all went off in the end, okay?
Well, before it even went off, we got to the venue. Everybody's ready to go. We're already running late. And I says, where's my nan? And we'd left it in the hotel.
Thought she could get out the door, could she? That's why.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
We promised yesterday, and we were talking about Laurel or Yanni. And the amount of memes that have gone out now.
It's brilliant.
My friend's just been run over. I tried to tell her. I was shouting, Laurel, but Yanni just got hit. but anyway, we promised we'd come back to you with a Twitter poll. It genuinely was pretty much 51%, 49%. It was ridiculous.
Totally split once again. Thousands and thousands of people voted, but we still haven't come up with an answer.
Well, we have. Okay, now I've looked at different things. I've researched it. People in the office have researched it. You might have researched it at home. Now, there's loads of different philosophies flying around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, something to do with volume. No.
Yeah, speed, pitch.
Speed, pitch. None of them really cut the mustard.
Okay.
The one that I have looked at, and the one that loads and loads of people are saying is the one, is it is purely brain power.
Okay, well, let me be your victim.
Okay.
But, I mean, patient.
Patient. Now, I'm going to play you a clip. Okay, now, we've just put this on. If you want to do it at your own leisure, we've just put it on facebook.com/Radio City Breakfast, okay? Brain power.
Okay.
Okay, now, I've got two clips.
Mm-hmm.
The first clip says the word brainstorm.
Okay.
So there's two clips I'm going to play you.
Right.
The first clip says the word brainstorm.
Brainstorm.
So this is the brainstorm version.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Brainstorm.
Okay,
yes.
So that's the brainstorm version.
Yeah.
But this is brainstorm.
Mm-hmm. Brainstorm.
Okay. Now the next clip I'm going to play you is slightly different. It's green needle. Okay, so it's same voice, but he's saying something different.
Saying green needle.
He's saying green needle this time, and then we'll put them together in a minute.
Okay.
This is green needle. You ready?
Yeah. Green needle.
Green needle, okay. So this is the second clip.
Yeah. Green needle.
And this is the first clip, brainstorm.
brainstorm.
It's the same clip, Leanne. It's the same clip.
Stop it.
It's the same clip.
Stop.
It's what you want to interpret it as.
No.
That's the set. I was playing that. Mike, producer Mike.
Okay, so play, exactly so the, play same the clip again.
So this is the same clip. I swear on everyone's life, this is the same clip. So what do you want to hear this time?
I want to hear Green Needle.
You want to hear Green Needle?
Yeah.
Okay, if you press the button, it's number 9. Okay. Shut your computer. You press the button, it's number number 9. You want to hear what?
Green Needle.
Okay, go on.
Green Needle.
Okay, same clip. What do you want to hear now?
Brainstorm.
You want to hear Brainstorm, okay.
Brainstorm? What? And I'm pressing number 9?
Yeah.
Brainstorm. Brainstorm.
See, now I'm not, in my head I'm hearing Green Needle, because I'm thinking something different.
That is so weird.
It's what you want to...
Brainstorm? Can we put a video up of us doing this so people can actually see this? Brainstorm?
Yeah.
Let me turn this round. Number 9. Brainstorm. Now, Green Needle. Everyone think Green Needle, Green Needle, Green Needle. Green Needle. But it goes Needle.
It doesn't, Leanne. It doesn't. It's what you want. It's because the human brain is so clever, it fills the blanks in. You believe what you want to believe.
That is the freakiest thing ever.
It's on facebook.com/... Wait there, go on then. Green Needle.
Brainstorm.
Brainstorm, play again.
I can't get too excited. Brainstorm.
Brainstorm.
Green Needle.
Oh, you see, you, my friends, are welcome. Your mind has been blown.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
It's time for the breakfast song. This year, my echo's on. I'm not singing.
Do the first verse. I'll send you the words.
I can't. I've got diabetes.
Oh, come on.
If you've got in touch at any point between 6 o'clock and hour, about to say hello to you in the form of a rhyme.
Yes, I really do love to enjoy it, even though it sounds like I hate every second.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like you love it.
Does it?
But she actually hates it. This is your mention of the form of a rhyme. Here we go.
Oh, what a beautiful moon. Bends back from his stag do, hooray! And Amy's booked her flights to Toronto. Becky's mum's out of hospital today.
Hello to Sean, Danielle and Becky, to Margaret, celebrating her 29th birthday. I love that name, Margaret. I always forget to be like an older person's name.
You
I like that.
Yeah,
that's
Margie,
hello to Danny, who wants to hello to Sarah and Rosie, to Rick, who's got some right now, to Sarah, Jackie and Ben, who are having... Oh, they're in a house party this weekend to celebrate the wedding. No, that's just an excuse for a party as well. It's nothing to do with the royal wedding. It was hello to Lee, who wants hello to Matty, and to Sarah, who starts a new job on Monday and is enjoying her last day today.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Sean's belting out this song. The kids are all dressed for a